from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Variety of specific camp battles that I think are big time battles. I didn't see this one on my flow chart. Presley Harvin the III looks amazing as a punter. No, you just look.
I know. I was there.
I like Wisnowski. I've seen some incredible backspinning punts from Presley Harvin the III. I believe he's number 5 out there.
Number 5.
He did it last week.
Josh Dobbs is number 5.
I think there's multiple 31s. There's multiple 5s. He's number 5 on my chart right here.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs is 5 too. We're like Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, where you just run out of numbers.
Number 5.
We have number 31s. Yeah, two number 31s, the running back and Green. So anyway,
I've never seen that in preseason before. Guys with multiple jerseys, this is something you see in Georgia, Ohio State. This is pretty funny. Go ahead. Continue.
Look, this kicker, punter, if you will, he looks good. He looks good. Now, we all like Wisnowski, I think he's had a solid start to his 49er career. This random punter, I know we're not going to 888-957-9570, the punter. But, this guy pin them in multiple times. I don't know if it's just the turf. He did it last week as well. He looks good.
Does look good. Think they could trade him? Get some picks?
Look, if you could get a cheaper punter to afford Ayuk and Trent's extension, you do it. I'm sorry.
You do it.
What?
Cut Wisnowski?
Wisnowski's whatever. I'm not losing it, but it's all about marginal upgrades, right? If I could pin a team down 2 extra times a year, maybe I win 1 extra game, and instead of going on the road in round 2, I'm playing that game at home, right? So the margins are thin, and if you could find a punter who can do something marginally better and make a little less, hell yeah, you're obligated to go in that direction.
4-year, $13 million extension in 2022 for Mitch Wisnowski. Be interesting. I wouldn't lose sleep over it. I don't know what Percy Harvin means. I mean, I guess he was in because of the injury to Wisnowski, although he didn't hold on field goals yesterday, which is kind of weird. By the way, the Statistics Trading School, August 21st, 9:30 to 2 p.m. They're going to send a Zoom link for everybody, and it is free on the panel this year. Bob Rathman of the Hawks Television Network. He's a play-by-play voice of the Hawks. Kate Scott, of course, voice of the Sixers. And Tim Brando, longtime college football announcer there. So Kate Scott dropping the Esau Whitson Jr. And of course the punter is pretty good. But Percy Harvin III, hey man, he's making some waves. Do we got controversy at the punting position? Hey, let's see it.
I know Madden does it as well. Can you punt it inside the 20? Can we drill this down a little? Inside the 20 is nothing nowadays. I want to be inside the 7. And the guy did it over and over. And I was like, all right, we might have a little something here.
Wustowski's not bad, though. He's one of the best players in the league.
I don't think he's a hole. But again, if you could save some money, all right, and you could get a little bit of an upgrade, you're obligated to do it.
See, he got a $3 million, 3.75 guaranteed annual salary of $2.8 million. I'm not sure how much you're going to save there with Wustowski. I'm not sure what his dead cap is. But Percy Harvin III, look, he's making some good kicks. Let me see his dead cap. There's still dead cap.
What's Wisnowski's dead cap number?
Dead cap number. Damn, he's already. I didn't realize he was this old. Now I'm like diving in because we don't talk kickers. I did not realize Wisnowski was already 32 years old. Damn, he's a little older than I thought. A
lot of wear and tear.
A lot older than I thought.
You know, after 400 kicks, you see a precipitous drop off in production. No, I'm just making stuff up. Morten Anderson kicked till he was like 60.
What about the other competition? Sorry.
Well, there's a couple.
Backup quarterback, Josh Dobbs, Brandon Allen. Who do you want to win that job? What do you think about Josh Dobbs yesterday? A lot of people like Josh Dobbs. To me, Josh Dobbs, we know who he is. We saw him last year with Minnesota. He was on three different teams. Where did he start? Cleveland?
Yeah.
Traded to Arizona. We saw him at Levi's Stadium for the Arizona Cardinals. He was making plays in. That was a closer game than, you know, final score is 35-16, but that game was close. And Arizona was doing everything with Gannon. They were running fake punts. They were doing everything. Trick plays. They opened up the kitchen sink. But you know what? You see Brendan Allen in the timing or whatnot. Josh Dobbs, and I saw it with Minnesota as well, especially after the league, so it's like, all right, you just run RPOs. But if we make you just a pocket quarterback, he's going to struggle. He made a lot of plays yesterday. It was fun. He made some nice throws. The throw to Cowie was really good. He made some nice throws underneath. But my issue with Dobbs, and it's, you know, you see this with ready quarterbacks. As soon as that initial rush gets there, he's so quick to take his eyes down the field and just bail out of the pocket. Boom, I got to go. Without taking your eyes, like, let the play develop. All right, you got to make a man miss in the pocket. Keep your eyes downfield to make a throw. He bails out of the pocket way too quickly for me, and I wonder if he bails too quick for Shanahan because we know what Shanahan wants from his quarterbacks. He wants the timing. He wants a pocket quarterback. Sure, if you could run, great. But bailing the way he was bailing yesterday, I'm not so sure Shanahan's a big fan of that.
No, that's a really good point. The word that I keep coming back to when I watch Josh Dobbs is frenetic. He's very frenetic. Yep. Oh, here comes the rush. Ah, let me move. Let me spin around. And now it's a broken play.
Yeah, I mean,
it's got a
too
lot
quickly.
He's not as good as this player, but it's got a lot of Jeff Garcia vibes wearing that number five, where it's like broken play after broken play after broken play. Shanahan wants you to win from the pocket.
Yep.
Right? That's what he wants. I thought that Brandon Allen last week was better, significantly better than this week, but better than Dobbs last week. And I thought Dobbs was a little better than Brandon Allen this week. I don't know what's going on at practice, but they're very different quarterbacks. Brandon Allen is going to play more traditional like Brock Purdy is, whereas Josh Dobbs, going back to your like bailing on the pocket, he's going to do more of the backyard stuff. So it's really, you know, what do you look for? I ask you this question. When I'm looking at backup quarterback, if you got to go 9 games with a backup quarterback, your season is probably cooked, no matter what team you are. Can you win 1 or 2 of a 3 or 4 game stretch? And I guess that's where I kind of go back to, I believe more in a little bit. I lean Dobbs currently because I saw him do it just last year.
Yeah.
But I do want to see more from Brandon Allen. Right. I'll admit it. I'm coming around on Brandon Allen. He actually has shown me some stuff. He throws the ball pretty well. I think his arm is very underrated.
I underrated his arm. He threw with some zip into the sea.
And he's got good pocket awareness, and I like the way he climbs up in the pocket. And I think that he's playing with like fourth and fifth stringers who just stopped running routes.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, outside of D-ball with Ayuk and maybe Pearsall, Cowig, Jennings, it's not a good room. I don't believe so. It's a very subpar room when it comes to the wide receiver position. And even when it comes to running backs. And it's a top-heavy team. That's the depth here. But, you know, when talk about edge rushers, I want to get to that on the other side. Outside of Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa, of course, Nick Bosa is going to have a monster year. He is. Beal Jr. is just not at the point of attack. Lack of containment, no physicality at the point of attack. Backup edge rusher for the 49ers. We saw them make trades for Randy Gregory last year. We saw them make trades for Chase Young. It would not surprise me to see them make a trade for another defensive end at some point this season, whoever becomes disgruntled, because edge rusher, Lord forbid, if something happens to Nick Bosa, oh, they're in trouble when it comes to rushing the passer.
That's why I wanted him, and I know the finances were probably unrealistic, but so I wanted Judon. Like, Judon's a guy that instantly helps your team on a variety of levels, stopping the run. Yep. He's extremely versatile. He's one of the smartest players Belichick ever had and plays in a variety of schemes. I don't know if you caught this yesterday, but there were three different times early in the first and second quarter where the Niners went to three down linemen with their hands down and one guy standing up. Yep. And that's kind of the Brandon Staley 3-4 influence.
Right.
So Sorensen's already kind of showing you he'll throw a variety of looks. And I think that to your point about edge rusher, I wonder if they're going to use linebackers as that third rusher and mix that guy in and try to disguise some of the blitzers.
Maybe with the way Jair Brown's playing that safety, he's having a hell of a camp. It looks really good. Odell Mason plays as well. You know what? Maybe you experiment with Talanoa Hufanga as an outside linebacker on a third down.
That's a good thought.
And have him rushing or whatnot, because I know they're going to want to get him on the field. I'm not sure I'm starting Hufanga right now over Tig Brown. I'm not sure I'm starting him over George Odom. And Mustafa continues to make plays in open space. So maybe you use Hufanga, maybe you use Tig Brown, maybe you use...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.